It's Saturday, April the 4th, day 14. It's been another beautiful day. Sunshine and fluffy clouds. Not much happened. I realised that I really, really loathe the keyboard of my MacBook. Keir Starmer was elected leader of the Labour Party, with a significant majority too. So maybe the UK will eventually have a working opposition. That's assuming the country survives the virus. After 2 weeks in quarantine, some people are getting restive. Understandably, being locked down may be good for flattening the curve, as the medics say, but I can imagine how hard it is for many people. There's been, I gather, a marked increase in domestic abuse cases. And relationships which are eased by the partners being able to go out are probably tenser than normal. The economist Tyler Cowen, whose blog I regularly read, has some very odd ways of analysing these kinds of phenomena. This morning, for example, he has a post entitled Tethered Pairs and Locational Extremes on his blog. Let us assume, it begins, that you, or for reasons of choice or necessity, are spending time in close quarters with another person. You are then less inclined to visit corona-dangerous locations. In part, you are altruistic towards the other person, and in part, for selfish reasons, you do not wish to lower the common standard of care. If you go to a dangerous location, the other person might decide to do the same, if only out of retaliation or frustration, unquote. After pondering this for a few minutes, I realised that my wife and I must be what Tyler calls a tethered pair, which makes us sound like a pair of goats. But a tethered goat would surely be tethered to the wall, like an old-fashioned landline telephone, rather than to another goat. Which then led me to wonder if economists are missing the gene which enables them to understand human beings. After all, who could believe that, for example, normal people go about their daily lives trying to optimise welfare functions? And then I wondered if the explanation could be that maybe Tyler is single. So I looked him up on Wikipedia and find that he's married to a lawyer. So he's also one of a tethered pair. But then he goes on to consider the case of tethered triplets, at which point I asked, why the hell am I wasting time on this, and clicked on something else. National Public Radio in the US had the idea of finding someone who was a real expert on self-isolation, and they found one. His name is Billy Barr, and he's been living on his own in isolation for nearly 50 years. He has the kind of beard favoured by Old Testament prophets, and is the only full-time resident of a town called Gothic in Colorado, an abandoned silver mine 10,000 feet up in the Rockies. I'm the mayor and chief of police, he says. I hold elections every year, but I don't tell anybody when they are, so it works out really well. Donald Trump could learn a thing or two from this guy. From his vast experience, Mr. Barr has distilled 5 rules for social distancing. The first is, keep track of something every day. He measures daily snow levels. Secondly, have a routine and stick to it. Third, celebrate the stuff that matters rather than the stuff you're supposed to celebrate. Billy celebrates January the 17th every year, when sunrise goes back to what it was on the solstice. Fourth, embrace the grumpiness. He believes it's satisfying to be grumpy about something. And finally, use movies as a mood adjuster. Thinking about it, I concluded that I was with him on the first 3. But I don't do grumpiness, and I watch very few movies. There is one bright light in the gloom, though. It's the magazine Private Eye. The cover of the previous issue loudly proclaimed 48 sheets of toilet paper free with this issue. The current issue has a fine selection of infuriated letters to the editor, though none, I'm sorry to say, from our old friend, Sir Herbert Gusset. I think you'll find, writes a Mr. Richard Knight, that some of us have been using your organ for the implied purpose for years. Still, if you could work a bit of aloe vera into future editions, that would be very much appreciated. And Mr. Chris Godfrey complains that in your cover to issue 1518, there was one glaring health and safety omission. No warning about the staples in the middle. You will be hearing from my solicitors. And then there is Mr. David Stratton of Altrincham, bringing up the rear. 48 sheets, he writes. Luxury. I can tell you didn't live during the war. Those lovely big pages would have been cut into four at least. Yours, keeping calm and carrying on. Thank God for the eye.